Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mad Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel. After a 3-win week this past week, and coach, we'll start off with your guys' 49-46 win against Jefferson County North. You guys were able to get off to a solid start, but JCN went on a big run, but you were able to outlast them.
Yeah, it was a good atmosphere. It was a fun game. We knew JCN would come out and play real physical and real aggressive, and they did that. And I thought the first half we handled it really well. The second half we kind of quit doing what we do, and we weren't moving the ball very well. They went on a great run. They hit some big shots, but I was happy that, you know, we were able to stay poised and focus through and kind of fend off that run and then pull away at the end of the game.
And then this week, you guys got back-to-back wins on Tuesday, and then last night, you guys defeated Oskaloosa 67-38, and you took care of them handily in that one, and then you defeated Valley Falls last night 59-43 against a shorthanded Dragons team led by Coach Gatzemeyer. So what are some takeaways from these ones as well?
Yeah, the Oskaloosa game was probably the best energy I've seen all year. You know, we fell to them earlier in the season, and so the guys were particularly focused going into that night, and I thought just out of the gate we had the energy. We pushed the floor extremely well, played real aggressive. The Valley Falls game, you know, I mean, hats off to Valley Falls. I mean, you hate to see that kids are, you know, hurt and not being able to play. So, you know, they were shorthanded, but those kids played extremely hard, and you know, we had a hard time kind of getting into a good rhythm. You know, we were still able to kind of battle through and get the win, but you know, Coach Gatzemeyer obviously is going to have that team well prepared regardless, and so yeah, it was two good wins.
So as of right now, you guys sit atop of the Northeast Kansas League with a 9-2 record, a half game up on Jackson Heights, and a full game up against Horton, and a big one coming up here on Friday night against the Cobras. We'll be broadcasting that one on 103.9 FM KNZA and on the Cobra channel at mscsports.net, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And, Coach, this is a big one for you guys. What are some keys to victory in this one for you?
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Heights, they're a good team. They're well-balanced. You know, we got to contain Drake Melis. I mean, he's a scorer from – many different spots. He can shoot the three. He gets to the rim well. And so, I mean, figuring out how to contain him, but they're good enough across the board where you can't just put all your energy on one person. You gotta play all their other kids too. So, defensively, we're going to have to step up. We're going to have to step up and play a good defensive game. Offensively, you know, we're doing a good job getting into transition. I'd like to actually see us settle in a little bit better, move the basketball a little bit better than we have been the past week. That's going to be the main focus going in to Jackson Heights.
So then you guys play Valley Falls again. That will be next Monday. And since you guys already saw them, what are some things that you're hoping to possibly replicate in that matchup that you did earlier on your win yesterday?
I thought yesterday we adjusted defensively well. They came out and they were hurting us in the high post quite a bit in the first quarter. So I thought we did a good job at containing the high post better. So I'd like to see us in the next game get off to a little bit better start defensively. I'd like to see us press a little bit better. You know, our press was pretty soft. And so we can, you know, figure out how to put some more pressure, and get a little bit more intense. I think that's kind of going to be our focus, for the next time we play.
So after this game on Friday, you guys will have a total of four games in the last 8 days of the regular season, and then it's on to Substate, and you guys have a very difficult Substate with Horton in there, and you'll have to play Horton coming up on the 16th, so a lot of challenges up ahead for the Ravens here at the end of the season. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it today.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
That was Morehill Mad Academy boys and basketball coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.